on this St. Patrick's Day, we are going to talk about the numbers, so to speak. Joining us from the website Wallet Hub is Jill Gonzalez. How are you today, Jill?
I am well. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
And the same to you. Now, Jill, are you like everybody else? Do you dress up, you wear your green, and go out and drink some green beer and that?
I wear my green because the pinching hurts.
It does. That's right. So you want to avoid that at all costs. But speaking of costs, that's what we're going to talk about here. And we're going to get into this. But before we do, tell us a little bit about what the website Wallet Hub is all about, Jill.
Wallet Hub is a personal finance social network. So not only do we help consumers navigate through financial products, compare them, find out which ones are the best for them, but we also develop these data-driven studies and surveys to put a financial spin on holidays and other hot-button issues.
Yeah, and since today is St. Patrick's Day, that's what we're going to talk about. And what drew my eye was some of these numbers here. You know, we always think about the holiday season, you know, Christmas time and that with big money. But the things we spend on St. Patrick's Day is amazing.
It is. 52% of Americans plan to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this year. And about $4.6 billion is going to be spent. That boils down to about $40 per person.
That's crazy. Well, where are we spending that money, and how are we spending that, Jill?
Well, it's less of a gift-giving holiday, right?
So
it's not as gift-givy as Christmas or maybe Valentine's Day, but it is fourth ranked among the calendar's most popular drinking days, of course, behind New Year's Eve, Christmas, and 4th of July. So that is where our money is going to be going. 13 million pints of Guinness is set to be consumed worldwide today.
Well, of course, today is the day for Guinness, I suppose. So that is going to be the main beverage other than, our generic green beer, that's for sure.
That's right. And also food as well. 70% increase in cabbage shipments happened this week. So if you have that craving for cabbage, now is the time to get it out of your system.
Exactly. Well, you got to have the corned beef and the cabbage. So, you know what? I can see that. I would imagine there's a slight spike in corned beef sales, too. But that's amazing about the increase in cabbage spending, for sure.
Yes, for sure. And 11% of Americans are planning on a St. Patrick's Day vacation to go visit Ireland.
Oh.
So if you have a chunk of change to spend and you want to go get Guinness right where it's brewed, then, of course, you can opt for that.
There you go. Now, kind of switching things a little bit here, I like the number about Irish-American households. I don't know how you find this stuff, but this is an incredible stat you've got here.
Yeah, we took this right from the Census Bureau.
Okay.
I mean, over 33 million U.S. residents claim Irish ancestry. That's seven times Ireland's population. And they're well off. They're doing great here. The median income for Irish-American households is just about $61,000 per year, and that's versus $52,000 for all other households. So they are earning that extra $10,000. Go spend it on some Guinness. I think everyone's earned it.
That's right. So they got a little bit more of the luck of the Irish there, I think.
Yeah, it's the second most frequently reported European ancestry, right after German.
Wow. All right. Now, we talked about, obviously, the increase in drinking, but unfortunately, there's a dark side to that, too, that you guys have number-wise.
Yeah, it's definitely not all fun and games.
Yeah.
You know, there is a serious aspect to the holiday. There's been 276 drunk driving casualties on St. Patrick's Day just in the past 5 years. And 75% of fatal car crashes on St. Patrick's Day involve a drinker two times over the legal drinking limit, so far above and beyond.
Yeah.
Every 46 minutes, that's the interval at which alcohol-related crashes do claim a life on St. Patrick's Day. So you know what? If we're spending money anyway, why not reserve some, take a cab home?
That's right, exactly. Party responsibly today. That's what we've been saying all day today. Make sure you do that responsibly, but do enjoy the day today. And if they want more information about this or anything else that you guys do numbers-wise, tell us again how they can get a hold of you guys in the website Wallet Hub.
It is wallethub.com, and just go right to our blog. You can see this fun little infographic and pull it up on your phone, make a drinking game out of it.
I love that. Jill Gonzalez from the website Wallet Hub. Well, you have yourself a safe and happy St. Patrick's Day, and I'm glad you could join us today here to talk more about St. Patrick's Day by the numbers.
Same to you.